College freshman Kath Avery arrives at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, clutching her Simon Snow posters like shields. Her twin sister, Wren, has chosen to live separately, leaving Kath feeling abandoned with her intimidating roommate, Reagan, and Reagan's ever-present friend, Levi. For Kath, the fictional world of Simon Snow, a popular fantasy series about a young magician, isn't just entertainment, it's her safety net. Online, she's Magikath, commanding thousands of followers with her epic fanfiction, Carry On Simon. Offline, she's eating protein bars under her bed rather than braving the dining hall. The contrast between Kath's online confidence and real-world anxiety is striking. In the digital realm, she crafts complex narratives that receive hundreds of reviews. In person, she's paralyzed by simple social interactions. This tension resonates powerfully in our digital age. How many of us feel more comfortable expressing ourselves through screens than face-to-face? Kath's fanfiction serves as both escape and expression, allowing her to process emotions through fictional characters while avoiding real-world relationships. Yet, as she'll discover, both worlds offer valuable connections, neither inherently more real than the other. Kath and Wren, their names forming Catherine, share a bond intensified by their mother's abandonment on September 11th when they were 8. Their relationship evolved into complete symbiosis, sharing everything from clothes to their Simon Snow obsession. College forces their first real separation as Wren seeks independence while Kath clings to familiar patterns. "It feels like I'm missing an arm," Kath tells Reagan, revealing how deeply the separation affects her. Their diverging paths reflect different responses to childhood trauma. Wren aggressively pursues new experiences and reconnects with their mother, while Kath retreats into her fanfiction where she controls outcomes. Their coping mechanisms prove problematic. Wren's dive into party culture leads to alcohol poisoning, while Kath invests more in fictional relationships than real ones. Both responses stem from abandonment trauma. Wren seeking external validation, Kath controlling fictional narratives when real life feels uncontrollable. Their journey shows how even the closest relationships must evolve for personal growth. When Kath's fiction writing professor dismisses her fan fiction as plagiarism, it sparks a crisis about artistic legitimacy. What makes writing real? Is pure originality possible when countless stories already exist? Where does inspiration end and imitation begin? The value of fanfiction emerges through key moments. A fellow fan tells Kath she prefers Magikath's writing to the original author's, while Levi becomes captivated by Kath's stories without knowing the source material, both proving fanfiction's ability to stand on its own merit. The debate mirrors larger questions about high versus popular art. Through Kath's struggles with original writing, we see how all creation builds on previous work. Shakespeare borrowed plots, composers wrote variations on others' themes, filmmakers remake classics. Professor Piper's insight reveals that Kath's talent for transforming existing material into something new is itself a legitimate creative act. Kath's social anxiety manifests as a debilitating force that shapes her college experience. She survives on protein bars to avoid the dining hall, obsessively checks locks, and crafts elaborate excuses to escape social situations. Rowell captures anxiety's physical and mental toll with precision, the racing heart, catastrophizing thoughts, and avoidance behaviors. When Reagan finally drags Kath to dinner, her mind floods with worries. What if I can't find anything I recognize? What if I trip? What if everyone stares at me eating alone? College represents a seismic shift in independence and responsibility. While Kath's anxiety amplifies these challenges, her struggles mirror what many freshmen experience during this transition. Her journey resonates because it's grounded in reality. There's no magical cure. Instead, she builds resilience through small steps. Reagan guides her to the dining hall, Professor Piper challenges her writing boundaries, and Levi provides safe spaces for social interaction. This gradual approach shows how confidence grows through repeated exposure to discomfort. The Avery family bears deep wounds from maternal abandonment and their father Arthur's bipolar disorder. Arthur oscillates between productive periods and manic episodes, creating elaborate toothpaste poems, installing unnecessary trapdoors, and starting endless home renovations. His advertising genius emerges from these manic periods. 8-year-old Kath and Ren became their father's caretakers, developing a system to monitor his moods and medications. When Arthur breaks down during Kath's first semester, she rushes home while Ren stays at school, revealing their established roles as caretaker and escapist. Arthur's view of medication, they iron out all the wrinkles, but all the good stuff happens in the wrinkles too, shows Rowell's nuanced portrayal of bipolar disorder, where creative energy fuels success but threatens family stability. The twins' estranged mother, Laura, represents deliberate abandonment. Ren cautiously accepts reconciliation, while Kath maintains protective fury, showing contrasting responses to childhood trauma through Ren's forgiveness and Kath's entrenched fear. Initially, Kath resists friendship, believing only her sister understands her. Yet gradually, relationships form despite her resistance. Regan, her intimidating roommate with purple hair, breaks through with blunt honesty. Finding Kath eating protein bars under her bed, she drags her to dinner, declaring, "I'm going to be your friend, even though I find you deeply weird, and you're clearly not good for my brand." This tough love approach provides structure while challenging Kath's isolation. Levi, with his perpetual smile and easy manner, represents everything that terrifies Kath: spontaneity and emotional openness. Their connection deepens when she reads her fanfiction aloud and he listens with genuine interest rather than judgment. Professor Piper provides intellectual mentorship that validates Kath's potential while pushing her beyond fanfiction. She helps expand Kath's identity as a writer without dismissing her passion. These relationships show that connection comes in unexpected forms, marking Kath's growth as an individual separate from her twin. Kath struggles with creating original fiction, paralyzed by the challenge of building something outside Simon Snow's world. When Professor Piper assigns a 10,000-word story, she freezes, unable to bridge the gap between fan fiction and original creation. "It's like falling down a cliff," she tells Levi. "I can see the story in my head, but when I try to write it down, I don't know where to start." This creative block mirrors her social anxiety, both rooted in fear of the unknown. Professor Piper's suggestion to draw from real-life experiences proves transformative. When Kath writes Left about twin sisters playing hide-and-seek, she finds her authentic voice. The story, which wins publication, ends with, "Ready or not, here I come," a declaration that echoes both the game and Kath's emergence into real life. Her journey parallels her personal growth. Just as she learns to write beyond fanfiction while honoring it, she learns to forge an identity separate from Ren while maintaining their sisterly bond. Creating something new, whether story or self, means both respecting origins and daring to transform them.